There is a meeting about the European debt crisis today in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. European leaders are scheduled to meet tomorrow in Brussels, hoping to agree on a plan to restructure Greece's debts and replenish the bailout fund there. All this week, we're talking about why Greece, which is the epicenter of the European debt crisis, is such a threat to the American economy. And today, a House Financial Services subcommittee will tap into that question. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with the latest on that story. Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Steve.
What kind of effects might we see here in the U.S.?
Well, the big concern is how the U.S. would be affected if Europe slides into a recession. We would export less to Europe as Europeans cut back on their spending. Steve, if you think about Boeing, Europe is one of its biggest markets. I talked this morning about this with Tim Loinig. He's an economist at the London School of Economics. And he says we would also see fewer European tourists coming to the U.S.
If you're starting in Europe, America's a relatively expensive destination. If people are not confident about the future, they won't go on expensive holidays. They'll go camping around the corner instead.
And Steve, Europeans would also be reluctant to travel if the euro fell more against the dollar.
What are the chances, Nancy, of a recession in Europe?
Well, some of the economists testifying at today's hearing have released prepared remarks of what they're going to say today. And one of them says there's a 1 in 4 chance of a European recession. So it's definitely, you know, it's not definitely going to happen, but that's a pretty significant chance.
Yeah. How would U.S. banks be affected by a slowdown or some sort of recession in Europe?
Well, U.S. banks don't hold a lot of debt from some of the more troubled countries in Europe, like Greece and Spain. But, you know, we do, of course, have a global financial system. And Loinig told me that the banking system is a lot like a big, not very fun game of dominoes. And banks around the world borrow money from each other. Normally, a bank can borrow money for a few days. It's no big deal. But if a bank appears to be on the brink of trouble, other banks just won't lend to it. And if banks stop lending to each other, more banks get in trouble, like a virus, like dominoes. And Loinig says this happened in the 1920s, and it happened at the beginning of the financial crisis in the U.S. when Lehman Brothers failed.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, thanks.
Thanks.
News Corp released results of its shareholder votes yesterday. A third of ballots cast went against Rupert Murdoch's two sons, James and Lachlan, for the company's board. News Corp's been embroiled in a phone hacking scandal in the UK. And shareholders are sending a message they don't want a Murdoch in charge once Dad retires. The California Retirement Fund used its 7 million News Corp shares to send that message.
These are the winds of change, and that rejuvenation on the board needs to happen. It's begun. And this is a strong signal to those directors who are pushing for that change that really they have the majority of the capital behind them in what they're trying to do.
CalPERS portfolio manager Ann Simpson on the BBC today. Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mixed. U.S. stock markets had another day of gains. The Dow tacked on about 104 points to end the day at 11,913. President Obama travels to Colorado today, campaigning for his jobs bill and for re-election. The president's taking a lot of flack on his health care law from potential challengers on the GOP side, a law that's helped drive some big hospital mergers across the country. From Colorado Public Radio, Eric Whitney reports.
This year is on track to be the biggest ever for hospital mergers and acquisitions nationwide. In Denver, hospital giant HCA just bought out its junior partner in a $1.5 billion transaction. Two more deals involving at least six more hospitals statewide are in the works. Stephen Summer is head of the Colorado Hospital Association. He says the mergers should mean better, cheaper care for patients.
If you can consolidate and get economies of scale, it's shown to be much more effective.
Translation? It's cheaper for one administration to run several hospitals than them all running themselves. The federal health reform law also aims to squeeze more efficiency. It changes the way hospitals and doctors get paid. Its goal is to keep people healthy and only do procedures that are absolutely necessary instead of maximizing the number of tests. Again, Stephen Summer.
I think we're going to see that if the payment system that's in the Affordable Care Act is allowed to be implemented.
The Congressional Supercommittee is looking at chopping some of the health care law's payment incentives. Then there's the expected Supreme Court case on the law's constitutionality. Experts say those uncertainties are actually slowing the hospital merger trend. In Denver, I'm Eric Whitney for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
We're going to hear today from eTailerAmazon.com. The company may have started as an online bookstore, but Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports it's grown into so much more.
Amazon's Kindle Fire has taken some jabs since the tablet was announced last month. This was Saturday Night Live's take on the iPad competitor.
It's expected to sell well among parents who always buy the wrong thing.
Analyst Frederick Moran of the Benchmark Company says Kindle accounts for only about 5% of Amazon's revenue. About 60% comes from retail items like clothes, kitchen appliances, and flat-screen TVs.
Electronics products are the single biggest driver of Amazon's revenue creation.
As retailers head into the holiday season, Roger Kay of Endpoint Technologies says things may not be great for brick-and-mortar chains, but
what joy there is this season is likely to go to Amazon and a couple of other companies.
Amazon brings in close to 40% of its revenue in the last 3 months of the year, so analysts will be watching closely to see how much joy there'll be. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a dentist in Mansfield, Ohio, wants to buy the sweets right out of Halloween, offering to buy trick-or-treat candy back from kids at $1 a pound for up to 5 pounds. He's also giving away a couple of bikes, too. No surprise, of course, that a dentist wants kids to avoid the sweets. I'm just curious what he's going to do with all of that candy. Seriously, I'd like to know what he's going to do with that candy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
At the world's biggest tech company, there used to be a sure way to get ahead.
In the old days, they used to give out an award to the person each year who stood up to Steve Jobs best. And those were the people who tended to get promoted as well.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the world's most famous CEO, according to his biographer. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.